Why do you put up with that?
He's harmless.
And he's for sure too darn old to change, and if he's nagging me, he's not getting into something that's going to get us all killed. So you're sacrificing for the cause. Something like that. That was quick. Goblin had arrived. What happened to One Eye?
Taking a leak.
What do I have to do now?
Sarah said, I can get into the anger chamber. The rest is up to you.
You do this and you'll never be able to get back into the palace. You know that, don't you?
What are we talking about? I asked.
Sarah said, I think we can kidnap the Radisha. With a little luck and a lot of help from Goblin and One Eye.
Goblin's right. You do that, we'd all better be 100 miles away by the time the word gets out.
I have a better idea.
If we have to give away the fact that we can get inside the palace, do it by sabotaging Soulcatcher. Get to one of her carpets. Rig it to come apart under her when she's 200 feet up and moving fast.
I like the way you think, Sleepy. Put that on the list, Sarah. I want to be there. It'd be like the time the Howler flew into the side of the tower at Charm. Man, he must have been going at least 3 times as fast as a horse could run when he hit that wall. Blow! Hair, teeth, and eyeballs all over the...
He walked away from that, you idiot.
One Eye was back.
He's out there under the plane with our guys right now.
A unique odor suggested that One Eye had taken a moment out to award himself some medicinal refreshment.
Stop it now.
Sarah was cranky tonight.
Our next step will be to neutralize Chandra Gokhale. We've already decided that. These other things we can worry about down the road. I observed, we'll need to freshen up our evacuation drill in case we need to get out of Taglios in a hurry. The more active we get, the more likely it becomes that something will go wrong. If it does, we'll have Soulcatcher breathing down our necks.
Goblin observed, she isn't stupid, she's just lazy.
I asked Sarah,
did she call in her shadows yet?
I don't know. I didn't hear anything.
Goblin grumbled,
what we really need is a formula for doing without sleep. For about a year. Let me see Min Subradil's Gangisha.
Sara sent Tobo to fetch the statue. The boy could be much less unpleasant when he was in a group. Silence struck as Bondo Trang rolled in, pushed by one of his own people. He smiled at a private joke. He enjoyed startling us.
One of my men tells me that we have a couple of outsiders caught in the confusion net. They appear to be harmless, an old man and a mute. Somebody will have to get them out and send them on their way without making them suspicious.
That news gave me a little chill, but I did not suspect the truth till poor overworked Tobo and Goblin, the latter going along but staying out of sight while the boy led the intruders to safety, returned and Goblin reported,
I think your boyfriend followed you home, Sleepy.
What?
There's this terrified old man who tried to impress Tobo with the fact that he was a librarian.
A lot of Taglians would have been impressed. The ability to read was almost a sorcery in itself.